All right, you're going to get the lecture of sorts a day early today, or this week. Woo! It's where my brain is, a day early today. Crazy. It's Thursday, but it's my Friday. How about that? Because there's Pirate Baseball tomorrow, which doesn't start until like 2:20, so I will not be here tomorrow. I will have no show tomorrow. And the weather is just fine in Chicago, so there'll be no rainouts. So I will not be on tomorrow at all. So even though it's Thursday, it's my Friday. And you know what the goal, the aim, the intent, all of that, the drive, everything is on Fridays, even though it's just a Thursday. Get to 5:55 p.m. as quick, as painless as possible. Without any strife, without any nonsense, without any unnecessary grief. So we're going to do that and move that up a day early. That's the goal. That's the intent. That's the aim today. There is so much going on. I mean, a ton going on. Lisa Lauro in the first hour, we'll talk to her. Just a ton. There's big advancement in this Emiliano's case. I'll talk to an attorney, an immigration attorney, coming up at 5. I have no idea if he's the greatest immigration attorney in the world or not. I just know he's a good one, and I'm excited to talk to him. So that's coming up. Also, this thing with the Shaler, the Undercliff Fire Department, it kind of feels like these guys got set up. I don't know if they did or not, but I'm going to talk about that coming up at 4 o'clock. And I'm going to have a pretty hard take about it because we're searching and searching and searching so much for volunteer firefighters that I just think we got to come to some sort of compromise. And we got a Wiener 100 update. That's coming your way at 3, and you're not going to want to miss it. But first, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
The president's federal takeover of the D.C. police can only last for up to 30 days before Congress is essentially required to step in and either pass an extension or tell him to stop it. The president said 30 days isn't enough, and he's likely to ask Congress for some kind of an extension and possibly national legislation on policing policy.
Okay, now, here's where my common sense comes in. I might be right, I might be wrong. Didn't Billy Joel kind of say that one time? But anyway, I might be right, I might be wrong. But here we go. I just heard somebody in an update talk about how the National Guard and people of the such aren't great on community policing. They're not trained for that and everything. Okay, fine. But they are troops and they get their boots on the ground. Let me ask you this. And it's a very simple proposition. And again, I tackle everything I think with common sense. If you're not doing anything wrong, why would you have a problem with this? And I mean it. If you're not doing anything wrong, why would you have a problem with this? I don't think that Neil Young and his bunch are marching into Kent State and singing any songs about this. Or at least I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that people will be overly officious in terms of the National Guard or in terms of whatever agency that you try to put on the ground that you do put on the ground in D.C. or any other place in this country. On top of it, people talk about the crime rates in D.C. You can keep improving, and Southeast D.C. is still crazy. You ever been to Southeast D.C.? Guess who has? Me, because I had some friends, and, well, they're cool there. And I went to a couple go-go shows at Anacostia High School. Kind of a scary place, unless you know somebody. And other people, other hosts, are trying to make parallels to Pittsburgh. The worst neighborhood in Pittsburgh looks like Fox Chapel mixed with Sewickley with a tinge of St. Clair. Whenever you compare it to Southeast D.C. That's just the truth of it. So listen to you ever, whoever you want, but I'm telling you the truth. And if you think I'm full of it, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and walk through Southeast D.C. and see how far you get. Probably not very far before you're accosted. And it gets back to this at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. If it's not going to cost you any more tax-wise, it's probably not. And it's going to help improve our nation's capital or any other city in this country. If you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? And I mean that. Whenever we as a country deploy more forces, or whenever you hear these people who are anti-police, or whenever you talk to people who talk about a police state, or whenever you hear these goofballs say defund the police, aren't they generally the people doing the wrong things? That's been my observation. I might be wrong. Again, I don't get everything right. But in my just amateur observation, every time I hear somebody resist about this, there are people who are either doing the wrong things or they run around with people doing the wrong things. That seems to be the one common denominator in all of this. Do I think there needs to be tanks and big armament and everything else and sort of turning Washington, D.C. into Tiananmen Square? No, that doesn't need to happen. But if you can add additional force by vision, i.e., have people out there who are there to secure it and they're visible, again, back to my initial point, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what's the issue? We get this same argument all the time with, and we had it not long ago, a couple things here in our city. Cameras and ShotSpotter. That, well, it puts an undue focus on people in certain communities. And I'll throw this one back at you again. If you're not doing anything wrong in public, what's it matter? And that's where we are with the forces, so to speak, in Washington, D.C. Or at least, that's the way I look at it. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I love go-go music, by the way. Chuck Brown, Backyard Band, Junkyard Band. Go-go is a great, and it's indigenous pretty much only to the Beltway area. What a genre of music. That'll make you get up and dance. Man. Whew. So much great go-go music. There's like probably five people in Pittsburgh who listen to go-go music, and they're transplanted from D.C. Anyhow, we'll talk to Lisa Loro this hour. Can't wait to talk to her. And so, so much more moving forward. 866-391-1020. Listen for The Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. Brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Drive at 5. 100.1 FM. AM 1020. KDK. All right, you know someone in your community has done something extraordinary in the past year. We'll nominate them now. KDKRadio.com to be honored at this year's Larry's Hometown Heroes event. 3 a.m, the lights go out. I mean, people don't know about that. They just don't. Wind me up, Chuck! I mean, I could do this all day, but it's not going to bring any listeners here. I don't think. Wind me up, Chuck! Oh, yeah. Wind me up, Chuck! Anyway, 866-391-1020 is that number. We're talking about securing Washington, D.C. Listen, if you're not part of the problem, what are you worried about? Chuck's in Greentree. Hi, Chuck.
Good afternoon. I'm retired after 40 years in law enforcement, patrol, investigation, and administration, and I'd like to rebut the left of reality argument that's being repeated so often on the news right now. One, this business of the National Guard not being trained in community policing, of course they're not. That's not necessary. That left-wing argument is an element of truth to it, but it's totally irrelevant because you would use the National Guard for traffic control, crowd control, to observe and report, especially since we're so undermanned, thanks to the defund the police effort. You would also seed the squads of National Guardsmen with local policemen. This is quite common. We do it when the Secret Service comes to town to guard a presidential candidate, visiting dignitaries. So, for instance, you could have one community-oriented policeman working with a squad of 10 National Guardsmen. They would make the calls and talk to the people locally. But the main function the guard would present, all the cops that are not there anymore that used to be, right here in Pittsburgh, we're down about 50 or 70 right now.
More than that.
Okay, that's even worse. But the more trained observers you have who are disciplined to function in a command structure, they would replace all the rank and file street level operation that is not there right now.
Yeah, I mean, those are a lot of words to say, if you're not doing anything wrong, what's the problem? I mean, really, that's just a lot of words to say that, and I appreciate the call. And it does get back to the pillar point, which is, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are we worried about? Now, I don't think the National Guard should be in Washington, D.C. for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But if you have a problem, which you can saturate an area for a little while, maybe get a hold back on it, then that's the way that it is. You get that firm foothold back, and then they're not deployed there anymore. It's just that easy. Man, I can't stop thinking about go-go music now. Me and Trevin were talking about it. That is one of the greatest songs ever made, is Rare Essence's Overnight Scenario. 3 in the morning, the pancake house. 4 in the morning, we'll be rolling to my house. 5 in the morning, the lights go out. I probably can't say much more on KDK, but you know how it is. Joe is in South Hills. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I think whatever the subject is, people aren't going to agree. And you know how polarized politics and any topic of discussion now just either falls into one camp or the other, you know, the left or the right or whatever. And I think I've determined exactly how it got to be to that point.
Tell me.
Okay, it's all your fault.
Certainly. 100% so. I bet I'll get a bunch of texts at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020 telling me the same thing. Or on the NASCO Roofing Instant Access line to all our shows, because that's just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. Yes, polarizing. Brian's in Munhall. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Colin. Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to bring up something. There's an excerpt from a book I read several years ago. Now, forgive me for not having quite the facts quite straight. There's either Singapore or Hong Kong, one of those cities or countries, if you so much as throw a gum wrapper on the street, and that's observed by a policeman, I mean, you're like immediately detained. I mean, it's that severe.
Mm-hmm.
And and they are very, well, I think it's Singapore, but don't quote me. It is such a clean city. They don't tolerate any dirt, filth, wrongdoing compared to how the U.S. is now. So I just thought I'd bring it up if you take my word for it.
No. Here's the thing. Even if it's just kind of close, you know what I mean? And I understand where you're getting at. If people are conditioned to not be able to get away with things, then they're going to grow to change their behavior to try to get away with things. If people are conditioned to be able to get away with crazy things, then, Brian, what they're going to do is continue to try to get away with crazy things. It's just a very simple principle.
Yeah, I mean, now, this part I don't remember. If you're a foreigner, I suppose you'll pay a hefty fine. I mean, they might not jail you. I don't know if it goes that far, but, I mean, you are prosecuted at the spot for even something like that.
Right, and people understand that. People know that. People, before they would commit such an act, understand what the consequences are. Thus, those are that's the best deterrent. That's just how it works. Mike's on Northside. Hi, Mike.
Yes, thank you very much for your show. I always enjoy the topics. So real quick, I'm a common sense Democrat. And I will tell you one thing, if this was Harris or Biden that did this, there would be not one peep from the media. Maybe just Fox News, that's it. But from your ABCs, your CBS, NBCs, NPR, there would be no peep at all, and everything would be okay in America. Plus, I look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I also look at it this way. What is wrong with trying to change something, to do something that's different? If it, in the past, we tried the police, we tried all these community professionals, nothing helped the crime. What is wrong with trying to do something else to clean up our streets?
Yeah, you got me. Look, again, the only people seemingly resisting are people who are people who act up, or people who support people who act up, and they're the same people who were defund, one of two groups, defund the police people or people who were involved in crime. I mean, it's that has not shifted over the past 5 years.
I agree. Thank you. And like I said, if it was the other side, the other team, Democrats, there would be no people.
This is the most apolitical thing ever, and you hit it. Who doesn't want to be safe? And why shouldn't we take every single stretch in order to be safe? The same thing can be applied whenever you have the discussion about metal detectors at schools. You get the resistance you get is so ridiculous. And it's like, why wouldn't we take every precaution that we can? So much to get into. Lisa Loro joins in just a little bit. Can't wait to talk to her. Top of the hour, I have a Wiener 100 update that's actually kind of hilarious. We'll dive into that and some evolution in some stories that we've been talking about for quite some time. 866-391-1020 is that number right here, KDK. All right, here we go. Every Thursday at about this time, about 25 minutes until 3, we go out to the phones, we answer some questions, we get some questions answered, I should say, by Lisa Loro, Secure Money Health. We welcome her in right now. Hi, Lisa, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. What do you say we get going? Because there are a lot of questions. Before we get going, though, how can people get in touch with you? I know that there are a lot of people who are looking to put questions in, a lot of people who are curious about all of this. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so a good way to get in touch with me would be to call our office, Secure Money Health, and the number there is 724-242-6828. You can also go to our website, and you can book an appointment there, and that's securemoneyhealth.com.
All right, perfect. So people have asked, like I said, a lot of questions, and we'll get to some of them here. So how is the Part B premium for Medicare determined? And can you explain all of that?
Yes, actually, I would love to, because that's something that I get a lot of questions about myself in the office. So the Part B premium is determined. It's based on your income, but it's not based on your income for the current year. It's actually a two-year look back. So for this year, they're going to be looking at your income tax, your IRS tax return from the year of 2023. And one of the questions I get related to that is it an average of the last 2 years, or is it just specifically the two-year look-back year? And the answer to that is it's not an average. It's just whatever was on line 11, which is your modified adjusted gross income from the year of 2023, is what they're going to base your Part B premium on.
All right. I see the acronym IRMAA a bunch with people's emails and people getting in touch with us. What does that mean?
So that stands for income-related monthly adjustment amount. And what that is it's an extra charge that's added on top of your standard premium for Part B. So the standard premium this year is $185. And should you be in a higher tax bracket, there's a whole chart, you know, each year that they put out. And if you are in a higher tax bracket, then you get an income monthly adjustment amount extra charge that's tacked on to your Part B premium.
Wow. Do many people face that extra charge?
Actually, I find that most people are in the standard range. Like for this year, if you are single and your modified adjusted gross income is $106,000 or less, you're in that standard range. And if you're filing jointly with your spouse, that number is $206,000 or less. So I feel like in our local market, most people are within that standard range.
All right. So getting back to that, how does that IRMAA relate to your Part D, the prescription drug coverage?
Right. So the same income-based rules that apply for Part B also apply for Part D. And again, if that income is over that threshold limit, then not only are you going to get an extra tax, let's just say, on your Part B premium, the medical piece, but you will also get an extra tax tacked on to your Part D, which stands for prescription drugs. So you would pay whatever your prescription drug premium is for your plan, and then you would have an additional tax that you would have to pay. Now, you wouldn't pay that amount to your drug plan. That still gets paid to Medicare and is either taken out of your Social Security check or is billed to you whenever you pay for your Part B.
Now, is this something that has an annual adjustment? Does it change, or are you stuck?
No, you are not stuck. And so a lot of people that fall into the higher tax bracket are happy to hear that they will readjust it every single year based on your taxes. So if you're having a bad year this year, perhaps once you've retired and those 2 years kind of will, you know, in 2 years, it should level out and perhaps you'll fall back into that standard range, you know, once everything sort of levels out in a few years.
All right, perfect. So one more time, how can people get in touch with you, Lisa?
Yeah, so the phone number is 724-242-6828. Please, if you'd like a copy of my Ultimate Medicare book, a lot of this information is in there, plus so much more. You can go to MedicareBookOffer.com and get yourself a complimentary copy of my book. And we'll ship it right to your house.
Gotcha. Thank you so very much. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good, Colin. Take care. Enjoy your day.
You too. Lisa Lauro there. Good stuff from her. If you need to rewind on any of that stuff, you can go to our app and hit the rewind feature and kind of go through a little bit slower than we went through because, you know, I know we zip through fast and they're all kind of acronyms and different things. And if you have a question that needs to be answered, you can feel free to text it here or send it right to Lisa. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. You know, I was looking at something in terms of college football, and I'm not going to talk about college football for too long, but I am totally blown away that, not totally blown away, but I'm still having a hard time trying to digest that Pitt plays Duquesne in football, but not basketball. And Pitt is going to play Penn State in basketball, but not football. The whole world's upside down. At least the whole college athletics world. It just is. There's, you know, hey, play whoever you want. It is what it is. Go ahead and make the agreements that you'd like. But the fact that that's what's going on, look, I guess it's good for the city that Pitt and Duquesne are going to play in football together. Okay, fine. Wonderful. But how nonsensical we've gotten with these matchups, and not necessarily the matchups, but the teams who other teams don't play, it's just, it's lost my interest. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you this. I'll say it. In fact, I'm there. My interest in college football is at an all-time low. It just is. And it has no, it's not dependent on how good this team is, how good that team is. There's too many vagabonds. There are too many players that bounce from team to team to team. The blockbuster teams don't play each other enough. There's a level of avoidance. And the guys aren't amateurs. Like, they were getting paid some before. It was just a matter of who could do it as sneaky as possible without getting caught. But in terms of this big thirst, like it would be this time of year in a previous life, in the past for me, and not too many years ago, where it'd be the middle of August, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, where is Street and Smith's? Where is this magazine? Where is that? I got to get my hands on everything. I got to read about it. Now it's like, all right, if I'm home on a Saturday and a game happens to be on, I'll throw it on and figure it out. If not, I'm not missing anything. It is what it is. I don't have that urge to need to sit in front of the television or have it on and kind of walk around the house and watch that first game at like kicks off at 11. That's like Rutgers and Temple or whatever. And then find myself watching the Hawaii game at 1:05 a.m. And in the middle of that, everything, every single other game, sandwiched in a Big Ten game, an SEC game, Wyoming may have been on with a 10 o'clock start time, all that kind of stuff. It's just, I'm so lost on it. And maybe it's just me getting older and not being into the same things I was before, but the juice and the kind of the motivation to what they make it harder than ever, I think. Now, the South is different. SEC country is different because there's not the pros. But, and people are into the teams much, much more than their pro teams. So they're always going to carry a balance of the fandom. But right now it's kind of like, all right, I'll check it out if I'm not doing anything, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch. So much more to get into. 866-391-1020. I can't talk today. 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. The Wiener 100 recipients, or excuse me, entrants, we're starting to get a lot more on their bios. And this is coming up on Tuesday down in Washington. And man alive, I'm getting more excited by the second for this thing. By the way, KDK, excited to be back supporting the Wiener 100. I need to tell you about that. It's at EQT Park. Bark in the Park night. That's Tuesday, I've told you. August 19th before the Wild Things game. So grab your tickets right now. KDK Drive happening. 13th Annual Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. August 18th, Acrisure Stadium, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Presented by Target Freight Management. Drive-through for backpacks, school supplies. We're giving them out here. Food and drink while supplies last. It's all brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance Annuities and Member Benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. Top of the hour, we got to talk about a big initiative we got going on Tuesday night. And then, how about get this in the 3 o'clock hour? And apparently this is going to be on the Channel 11 and Channel 2 news today. They're going to be a day late because we had it first. Andy Lindberg working hard. Somebody had sent me this, and I put it out. Now, keep in mind, this has gotten, I'm looking right now, 8.9 million views on social media, on Twitter, since 11:23 a.m., yesterday. 8.9 million. That's viral, right? I don't know. I just put stuff on social media here and there. We'll talk about a video that is out there from Star Lake and ask you parameters about some rules. We'll get into that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But first, how about that? You can count me out of this.
The annual competition is a way for the state to get rid of invasive Burmese pythons. Taylor Stanberry caught 60 of them to snag the $10,000 grand prize. She runs an exotic animal sanctuary and posts videos of herself saving and relocating snakes.
So we have a green water snake here.
This was the first year Everglades National Park was one of the competition locations. Henry Ferry is with the wildlife group Inversa Leathers.
It's a good day for the Everglades and a bad day to be a python.
In all, a record 294 pythons were removed. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Thanks, Mike. No thanks on the snakes. I'm not afraid of snakes. Like, I'll see them here and there when I'm out on the trails, hiking or running on the trails, whatever, Rachel Carson Trail. Now, they're not Burmese pythons, and they're sure as heck not 15 feet long, but I just do, like, a little double take, and I keep it moving. But I really don't want anything to do with them. Here's the other thing, though, when I heard this story, and I hearken back to what I was talking about a couple days ago, the Everglades. Okay, there's some romanticism, I guess, with the Everglades. It's also a national park and those sort of things. I was talking a couple days ago about maybe there are places in our world that humans just aren't supposed to go. You know about them. You hear about them. You can kind of do some research and know what they're all about. But you're not supposed to be there. much more bad can happen than good. It, honestly. Like, you know, maybe the North Pole, places like that. Even now, I think space is one of those. We really got to go there? I don't know. What has it yielded? Honestly. Things like that. The bottom of the ocean. When this guy decided he wanted to go in his homemade submarine, he took four people along with him, and it blew up. That sucked. They're all dead. And he kind of coaxed them into it and had a faulty sub. Not good. Did he really need to go to the bottom of the ocean? Now, you can make a claim that Vasco da Gama and Ponce de Leon and Christopher Columbus and all of these people. Yeah, what if they had the same attitude? Well, I think we know enough about a lot of places in the world right now and the universe that you can kind of pull the reins back on certain places. One of them being the Everglades. Man, you'll never catch me on one of those fan boats. I always think about this. I see those videos every once in a while. What if it breaks down, or what if it kind of capsizes? That would maybe be one of the worst deaths ever. If one of those fan boats, and I'm sure they're pretty tough to topple, but if by chance it toppled and you're laying in the Everglades, and you're trying to swim in this muddy, murky water that's full of all this vegetation. And your two choices for death are alligator or Burmese python. I mean, come on. Top of the hour, much more pleasant thing. We'll talk about the Wiener 100. I need Margo's help here because we have all the entrants. And we're going to have to handicap them a little bit. And then a video went ultra viral. We must discuss this in the 3 o'clock hour. News first, Katie.